and Blackburn have appointed Henning Berg as their new manager. Berg won the Premier League title with Rovers in 1995. That's the latest. I'm Stuart Duggan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We're go flying.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Telmute.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Showtime.
Good evening and welcome to a suitably spooky edition of the Stage and Screen Show. I'm Dan Kijavsky and you're listening to Phoenix FM.
Hey Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going, we don't need roads.
Thank you.
midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
An obvious choice, I know, but how could I not open with that? That was, of course, the original Thriller by the one and only Michael Jackson from the 1982 album of the same name, kicking off this Halloween-themed installment of the Stage and Screen Show. In just over a year following its release, Thriller became and currently remains the best-selling album of all time. And in 2008, Thriller Live moonwalked into the West End after three acclaimed UK tours and standing ovations across Europe. Directed by the award-winning Gary Lloyd, Thriller Live brings to life the sensational dancing and distinctive sound of Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5, and is currently playing at the Lyric Theatre in London.
Phoenix FM.
Well, whatever you're up to this Halloween night, whether you're carving out pumpkins or apple bobbing or preparing to go trick-or-treating or getting ready to watch a scary movie, this will definitely set the right mood. tune to send shivers down the spine. That was the main theme from John Carpenter's 1978 horror movie Halloween, the story of Michael Myers, starring Donald Pleasance and Jamie Lee Curtis in her film debut. Halloween was produced on a budget of $325,000 and grossed $70 million worldwide, becoming one of the most profitable independent films and confirming a public hunger for the slasher movie genre. Then, just a few years later, this nasty piece of work came along. Scary stuff. The theme from Wes Craven's 1984 horror slasher, A Nightmare on Elm Street, composed by Charles Bernstein. The movie starred Heather Langenkamp, John Saxon, and Johnny Depp in his feature film debut, playing one of the teenagers who was stalked and killed in their dreams by the horrific Freddy Krueger. The film met with very critical reviews and went on to be a very significant film in the horror genre. And this is perhaps one of the most recognisable pieces of music used in a horror film, Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield, arguably forever tainted as the theme to The Exorcist, directed by William Friedkin and released in 1973 amid a storm of controversy. The film, inspired by the 1949 exorcism case of Roland Doe, deals with the demonic possession of a young girl and her mother's desperate attempts to win back her daughter through an exorcism conducted by two priests. It's one of a cycle of demonic child films produced from the late 1960s to the mid-1970s, including Rosemary's Baby and, of course, The Omen. The film earned 10 Academy Award nominations, winning Best Sound and Best Adapted Screenplay, and was the first horror film to be nominated for Best Picture. There are stories of strange goings-on on set during the filming of The Exorcist, including a number of serious accidents involving cast and crew and a devastating fire. Taking no chances and considering the subject matter, a priest was brought in on a number of occasions to bless the set. The Exorcist often comes top in the charts, including for Entertainment Weekly and Movies.com, of the scariest movies of all time. It's a widely reported myth that the BBFC banned the film in the UK. Although it had been released uncut for home video in 1981, this was prior to the implementation of the Video Recording Act in 1984. When the Act came into force, Warner Brothers decided against submitting it for rating following the video nasty scare instigated by Mary Whitehouse, but it was never rejected by the BBFC, nor did it appear on the official nasties list. Following a successful re-release in cinemas in 1998, the film was submitted for home video release for the first time in February 1999 and was passed uncut with an 18 certificate rating, signifying a relaxation of the censorship rules with relation to home video in the UK. The film was then shown on terrestrial television in Britain for the first time in 2001, on Channel 4, of course. Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield, used in the 1973 movie The Exorcist.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
And this seems like a good time to take this week's screen news update, written as always by our film correspondent and movie journalist, Vicky Bufton. The Force will be with us once again. Disney has bought Lucasfilm and have slated a new series of Star Wars films to commence in 2015. A new trilogy is on the horizon, and Lucas himself will be stepping back from the actual business of filmmaking. No details are known of the films just yet, but you can bet this is going to mean a whole new range of toys for the kiddies. Bonds 24 and 25 will be a two-parter, allegedly. John Logan, the writer of the tremendously successful Skyfall, has pitched and sold his double film spanning story to Bond producers, and Daniel Craig is already confirmed for the next two movies at least. So bring on 2014. Arnold Schwarzenegger will return to the role of Conan the Barbarian in The Legend of Conan, which Universal Studios have announced. Although the script hasn't been written yet and a director is still to be appointed, the studio are scheduling a 2014 release. Argo, the true story of a crazy plan to rescue US embassy workers from Tehran in the 1970s by having them pose as a movie crew scouting locations, has finally hit the top spot in the US box office after 3 weeks' release. Word of mouth has finally kicked in and the Oscar chatter has increased. And a new adaptation of Madame Bovary is in the pipeline. Cold Souls writer, director Sophie Bartz has signed on to helm the project. Playing the title role is Maya Wasikowska, who's dallied with heroines before, portraying Jane Eyre and Alice in Wonderland. Rhys Ifans, Ezra Miller and Paul Giamatti will also star as the various and varied men in her life. And out at the cinema this week, The Master. Joaquin Phoenix stars as a wayward sailor who falls under the spell of a cult group who may or may not have any similarities with Scientologists, although no footage of sofa jumping has been glimpsed in the trailer. The Shining. All work and no play can make you a dull boy or girl, so get down to the cinema and watch Stanley Kubrick's classic horror for Halloween. Rust and Bone, winner of Best Film at the BFI London Film Festival, this melodrama is highly recommended. And the UK cinema box office charts. Adam Sandler's stay seems to be coming to an end as Hotel Transylvania falls again to number 5. Paranormal Activity 4 slinks into the number 4 spot from last week's number 2. Taken 2 manages to cling on to number 3 for yet another week. In the number 2 slot, The Animal Magic of Madagascar 3 is no match for A License to Kill. Which of course means the 23rd outing for James Bond, Skyfall, is in pole position in this week's top 5 films at the box office. Have you seen it yet? And that was the screen news update to the backing of Ghostbusters, written by Ray Parker Jr. from the 1984 supernatural comedy film of the same name, which was nominated as Best Original Song at the Academy Awards that year.
Phoenix FM.
Day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand, and Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear, Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong, they got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space, and this is how the message ran. Silence. Silver a barrel when Tarantula took to the hills. And I really got hot when I saw Jeanette Scott fight a triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews said prunes, gave him the runes, and passing them used lots of skills. But when worlds collide, said George Powell to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills. Like a
Science fiction double feature, the opening number from the 1975 movie The Rocky Horror Picture Show, written and performed by host of the Crystal Maze, Richard O'Brien, adapted from his rock musical stage play, The Rocky Horror Show. The film starred Susan Sarandon, Barry Boswick, and Meatloaf, and introduced Tim Curry in the role of Dr. Frank N. Furter. Still in limited cinema release almost 40 years after its premiere, it holds the record for the longest-running theatrical release in history. And in case you're either sat there in fear or in hope, no, I'm not going to play the time warp.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Now, in science fiction double feature, you might have picked up on the reference to Jeanette Scott fighting a Triffid that spits poison and kills. This is a nod to the 1962 film The Day of the Triffids, all about a group of humans trying to escape from rapidly growing flesh-eating plants from outer space. Remind you of anything else?
Some good advice. better take it easy, 'cause you're walking on thin ice. You don't know what you're dealing with. No, you never did. You don't know what you're looking at. But best talk kitty, kid. The lion don't sleep tonight, and if you pull his tail, he roars. You see, that ain't fair. You see, that ain't nice. You know what I say?
The Oscar-nominated Mean Green Mother from Outer Space from the 1986 movie Little Shop of Horrors, all about a nerdy florist shop worker who raises a vicious, raunchy alien plant that feeds on human blood. The song was written by Alan Menken and Howard Ashman and performed by the instantly recognisable Levi Stubbs from the Four Tops as the voice of the plant, Audrey 2.
Phoenix FM.
Well, now let's change the pace a bit and definitely the tone. I'd like to dedicate this next track to little baby Effie Griffiths, who was born on Monday, 7 weeks early and weighing just 4 pounds, 3 ounces, but she's doing great. Congratulations to new parents, Ben and Bex. Hope to see you all very soon. This is Casper's Lullaby.
Thank you.
proving that not all ghosts are frightening. That was The Haunting, Casper's Lullaby, from the 1995 film Casper, written by James Horner and performed by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra.
Phoenix FM.
And now for the stage news update to the backing of some music more in keeping with this week's show. All Broadway performances have been cancelled since Sunday as New York City virtually shut down in preparation for Hurricane Sandy. In a statement, Charlotte St. Martin, executive director of the Broadway League, said, "Now that the storm has arrived, I'd like to reiterate that the safety and security of theatregoers and employees is everyone's primary concern. As a result of the suspension of public transportation by government authorities and other safety precautions implemented on behalf of Hurricane Sandy, evening performances have been cancelled so far this week. A total of 28 Broadway shows cancelled performances last night, with numerous off-Broadway productions, film screenings and other entertainment events also following suit. Normal operations were largely expected to be resumed today." Imelda Staunton's performance as Mrs. Lovett in Sweeney Todd and Henry Goodman's lead role in The Resistible Rise of Arturo Ü have won them Best Performance titles in this year's Theatre Awards UK. Both of the prizes, Staunton's for Best Performance in a Musical and Goodman's for Best Performance in a Play, were for Chichester Festival Theatre productions. The awards were presented on Sunday at a ceremony at London's Guildhall. Other winners included Aidan McArdle for Best Supporting Performance in Democracy, a Sheffield Theatre's production at The Crucible, and Gary Hines, who picked up Best Director for leading Druid Murphy, three plays by Tom Murphy that were produced by the Druid Theatre Company at Hampstead Theatre and Oxford Playhouse. The Best Musical Production title was awarded to the West Yorkshire Playhouse's co-production of The Go-Between, fending off competition from Chichester Festival Theatre's Sweeney Todd and Sheffield Theatre's production of Company. Timothy West and Prunella Scales were also presented with the Stage Award for Outstanding Contribution to British Theatre at the ceremony by their son, actor and director Sam West. And Regent's Park Open Air Theatre has announced plans to stage productions of Pride and Prejudice and The Winter's Tale next year. The two shows will run alongside the previously announced To Kill a Mockingbird and The Sound of Music. Austen's Pride and Prejudice has been dramatised by Simon Reid, former artistic director of Bristol Old Vic. It will run at the theatre from June the 20th until July the 20th next year. New productions opening in London this week include tonight, NSFW, which stands for Not Safe for Work, opens at the Royal Court Theatre downstairs, directed by Simon Godwin and starring Janie Dee. Carrie's getting them out for the lads, Charlotte's just grateful to have a job, and Sam's been asked to sell more than his body. Then there will be two different productions of Chekhov's Uncle Vanya opening this week. Lindsay Posner's version, starring Ken Stott, Anna Friel and Sam West, begins its run at the Vaudeville Theatre on Friday, and then there's a Russian production with English subtitles opening at the Noel Coward Theatre on Monday. And then on Tuesday, Scrooge the Musical by Leslie Bricus returns to the London Palladium for a limited run over Christmas, with Tommy Steele in the title role. And more locally, following the success of their debut sellout concert, Thank Broadway for the Music, Showtime 220 are proud to return to the Brentwood Theatre on Saturday the 3rd of November with their latest concert, The Leading Ladies. The concert celebrates the leading ladies of musical theatre, featuring songs from some of the best-loved shows and characters from the West End and Broadway, including State Fair, Sweet Charity, Oklahoma, South Pacific, West Side Story, Sweeney Todd, Oliver, Grease, Footloose, Little Shop of Horrors, Starlight Express, Wicked, Cats, Sister Act, 9 to 5, and Hairspray, to name just a few. This is a feel-good concert for all the family. Tickets are all £12 and can be booked by contacting the Brentwood Theatre box office on 01277 200 305. And that was this week's stage news update to the backing of The Addams Family. The tune itself is certainly more popular than the Broadway musical version of The Addams Family by Andrew Looper and starring Nathan Lane and Bebe Neuwirth, which closed at the end of last year after just a short run. So, we've had ghosts, werewolves, devils, monsters, killer plants, insane psychopathic killers, vengeful and evil spirits. Now, how about some witches?
Once upon a time, a little girl used to climb the grassy hills, used to hike the forest through. She'd boss around her brothers and she'd tell them what to do. Her future all planned out within an inch, without a doubt. One perfect house, two perfect cars. She asked the moon, she wished on stars.
Once upon a time, swim in it at dawn with all her closest girlfriends, not a stitch of clothing on. They imagined when alone how they might change when they were grown. Yet when the stars would fill the glen, she wished to stay.
Used to dream about romance, used to dance the evening through. She'd laugh and toss her hair back like the movie stars would do. At school, though, she would die each time a boy would catch her eye. The ones who smoked, who played guitars, who pledged their love.
Nevertheless, there's not anything I'll ever see that could scarce compare the ecstasy, the artistry, the mystery of these three little ladies.
Oh, Mallard, my word. You look so ugly.
Here's to us, girls.
Glad to see we all dressed for the occasion, lady.
Do you like it?
Darryl, this is delicious.
Napoleon Brandy.
Oh, men of great taste and
tremendous appetite.
What are we drinking to?
To our fondest wishes.
And the means to making them all come true.
Oh, yes. Teach us, Daryl. Teach us everything.
Close your eyes. Breathe deep. Focus. It's surrender more than trying. Send your spirit soften flying.
Let it fly.
Concentration. That's the byword. Send your spirit soaring skyward.
Soaring high.
Deep within the night, or deep inside of you. Why consult the moon, my dears, when anything you want, you've but to do. Just let it come.
Let it.
Let it grow.
Let it.
Let it loose.
Let it.
Let it go. Once upon a time, a little girl looked to the sky and dreamed the dream all children dream and wished that she could fly.
I never dreamt that.
Ladies, your wish has finally been granted. Come up empty, I've drawn a pair with one to spare. As singular a trio as ever there was, so beautiful, spirited, devil may care. And he does.
New creed.
Well, I'm afraid we are out of time again. That was I Wish I May from The Witches of Eastwick, followed briefly by No Good Deed Goes Unpunished from the Broadway cast of Woke Recording of Wicked. After the news, it's Body Talk with Melanie Watson in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, followed by Curveballs with Nick Field at 8. And then Piers Hewitt will be here from 10 with some more of his recents and decents. Next week, I'll be joined in the studio by some of the members of Kites Theatre Group, who'll be talking about their forthcoming production of the Flint Street Nativity, which opens at Brentwood Theatre on Thursday the 8th of November. So I hope you'll be able to join me then for another instalment of the Stage and Screen Show, next Wednesday at 6 p.m, only on Phoenix FM.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The Bahamas in New Jersey to see some of the damage caused by Superstorm Sandy. The disaster has killed at least 55 people. New York's subway system has been shut down while water is pumped from the tunnels. The New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, has been visiting areas devastated by the storm. He was stopped by a woman whose home has been severely damaged.
The same time last year.
Yep, it was the same time last year.
Yes. Right.